This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From Washington.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. As you just heard on NPR News, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of new Texas congressional maps. The maps were passed over the summer after President Trump requested five new Republican majority districts. Houston State Representative Gene Wu led fellow Democrats on a walkout from a special legislative session this summer. He said he was angry about the legal defeat. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton appealed a lower court ruling blocking the map. He said the Supreme Court decision is a massive win for Texas. Fort Bend County commissioners are allocating $1.5 million for a memorial to the Sugar Land 95. Fort Bend ISD in 2018 found the remains of 95 people believed to be part of a convict leasing program in the 1800s. The county will use park bond funds to help pay for that project. Walking through downtown Galveston this weekend will feel like stepping back into the Victorian era. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn has a preview of Dickens on the Strand.
The weekend-long event brings in up to 40,000 people, all paying homage to 19th-century Victorian London. Over 100 vendors, along with stage performers, street performers, and parades, will line the streets. Will Wright with the Galveston Historical Foundation says everyone is encouraged to dress in costume.
It does not have to be fancy, or it can be, but it does two things. One, it helps us set the scene, set the stage, if you will, for the event. And two, it really puts you in the event in a different way than you would be if you were just walking around enjoying it.
Tickets for the event can be purchased online or at the event gates, and those who come in a costume will pay half the admission price. Dickens on the Strand ends Sunday evening. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
It's going to be cloudy and breezy tonight. Overnight low expected around 45 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, 40% chance of rain, high in the upper 40s. And then a 30% chance of rain for Friday night. Cool temperatures as well.